In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Today, September 26th, is the feast day in the Church of St. John the Apostle. So I'd like to do a bit of a teaching sermon on him, and hopefully we can gain something from his remarkable life. Actually, St. John has quite a few titles. He's called the Apostle because he was sent out to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to new places, most notably Ephesus. Apostle means literally someone sent out. And he's called St. John the Evangelist because he authored the gospel of John. But John has three additional titles that I'd like us to consider today. And we'll share some stories as well that illustrate why he has these three additional titles. Two of John's titles we'll look at are theologian and the apostle of love. And we'll consider those in a minute here. But actually, the first title John gets in Scripture, he shares with his brother James. Early in his ministry, Jesus nicknames these two brothers sons of thunder, sons of thunder. As a Hebrew expression, a son of thunder or a daughter of thunder means you have fervency. It means you're bold, you're fierce. Maybe you have a short fuse, maybe sometimes brash. The term in Hebrew is not necessarily going to be a compliment. But when that energy is channeled properly, it is a compliment. A son of thunder is energetic and charismatic and valiant. Now, why does Jesus give John this title, son of thunder? Well, a couple of stories might help us understand. One time, John came across someone who was healing the possessed. He was healing them. And he was doing it in the name of Jesus. But this fellow that was doing it didn't follow the 12 apostles. He wasn't part of their circle, wasn't part of their group. So John ran up to the fellow and rebuked the man because he wasn't part of the 12, because he wasn't part of their group. That was an example of being fervent, of being brash. Another time, John and his brother James went up to Jesus in front of all the other disciples and practically demanded that in the kingdom of heaven they be given the highest seats of honor at the Lord's right and left. John worded it this way. He says to Jesus, "Jesus, we want you to do whatever we ask." You know, talk about brash. You know, both times Jesus corrects John, saying, "No, no, 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 no." And he gives them a reason why what he's saying is not correct. But perhaps John's biggest son of thunder moment was when they were on their way to Jerusalem and some people of Samaria refused to let them lodge nearby. That was their crime, not letting them lodge nearby because of the animosity between the Jews and the Samaritans. They said, "No, you can't lodge here." So John says to Jesus, "Lord, let me bid fire come down from heaven and consume them all." You talk about an overreaction. "Lord, let me bid fire come down from heaven and consume them all." By this point, Jesus had had enough of this untamed thunder. Jesus had already rebuked John for his previous slip-ups. But this one, consume human beings with fire? Jesus says, "John, this is not the spirit of my followers." That's the spirit of someone else. "This is not the spirit of my followers." And then Jesus says, "I did not come to destroy people's lives, but to save them." And no, at this point, son of thunder was not yet a compliment. It will become one, but at this point, it was not yet a compliment. The second of St. John's titles I want to look at is theologian. Theologian. A theologian is someone who has a particularly gifted understanding of God. And it's more than just study, it's more than just books, it's more than just words. It's a true theologian has insight into the mind and heart of God. A theologian experiences God directly in prayer and in the ways in which God touches their life and their heart. Their heart is open to God coming to them. You know, John is one of only three saints in the history of the church. In the history of the church, only three saints that have been given the title theologian. Only three. The other two being Gregory and Simeon. Now, among the 12 disciples, Jesus had three particularly close to him: Peter, James, and, of course, John. These three got to witness certain events that the other nine did not. Notably, when Jesus raised Jairus' 12-year-old daughter from the dead, he only let Peter, James, and John see it. And when Jesus was transfigured on the Mount, he revealed his divine glory only to Peter, James, and John. So in addition to all the other teachings and miracles, John was witness to a few particular revelations of Jesus as God in the flesh. And all of this experience opened John's eyes and opened his mind and his heart to Jesus indeed being God who has come among us. And John's gospel is the clearest of the four on the divinity of Jesus Christ. John understood Jesus as God in a most clear way. And it's interesting, John's gospel has fewer miracles than the other three evangelists. Fewer miracles recorded, and John never calls them miracles. What does he call them? He calls them signs. He always calls them signs because a miracle is not just an impressive healing, but it points to the divinity of Jesus. They're signs. This is the nature of a theologian, to recognize God, where God is, and how God acts in the world. Now, the third title I want to look at is the Apostle of Love. Besides his gospel, John wrote three epistles that we have in our Bible. And in his first epistle alone, it's only about 2 pages long, 5 short chapters. In that first epistle, the word love occurs over 40 times, 40 times in one short letter. John is the evangelist who recorded Christ's new commandment, that we love each other as he loves us, as Jesus loves us. And John taught that we have no right to say we love God if we don't love our brother or sister. And John gives us the most succinct and profound definition of God in all of Scripture when he says flat out, God is love. God is love. If you want the shortest definition of God, John gives it to us in the phrase, God is love. And for John, the preeminence of love as the greatest of all theology was not just words, but also how he lives, how one lives. You know, after Pentecost, the apostles set off on journeys to share the gospel all over the world. The apostles went out into the world to share the gospel, all of them, except John. Except John. He eventually does, but not right off. As we heard in our gospel reading today, the gospel reading the church sets for John's feast day, when Jesus was being crucified, he entrusted the care of his mother to this most beloved apostle, John. And from that hour, it says, John took Mary into his own home to care for as his own mother. This act of love was greater than any apostolic mission, to care for Mary as his own. And in fact, in the life of St. John, when you read his life, it's very clear he does not begin his missionary journeys until after the Dormition, until after Mary dies. He is faithful to that act of love, caring for Mary, before he goes out on his missions. You know, sometimes in the world, we think of doing God's work as accomplishing lots of stuff. You know, lots of stuff. Even in the church, sometimes we associate God's will with doing more stuff. But John shows us that a simple role such as taking care of someone day in and day out can be a much greater act of love than always trying to do additional things. And of all of John's titles in the church, evangelist, theologian, son of thunder, apostle of love is by far his greatest. Only through this experience of the depth of God's love was John ready to bring that love on his missionary journeys. You know, only when tempered by love and filled by love could his energy as a son of thunder be in the mind and spirit of God. And I hope this review and this celebration of St. John's life was edifying. We may not all be called to be an evangelist. Not everyone can be a theologian, at least not par excellence. And we may not have the personality of a son of thunder or a daughter of thunder. But there is no reason that in God's grace, each of you cannot be an apostle of love. Amen.